Okay. So yesterday, for the last few days, we've been having the analogy of wisdom to fire. So yesterday it was, may all beings cause the fire of wisdom to blaze. This is the prayer of the Bodhisattva when making a fire blaze. So their wisdom was compared to a fire. In the next gatha, it's compared to nectar. So it says, may all beings come to drink the nectar of wisdom. This is the prayer of the Bodhisattva when holding a cup. Okay, so I think that's assuming that the cup is full of something, not just holding an empty cup. Okay, so wisdom is being, the analogy of wisdom is to nectar. And I think the idea is, you know, fire blazes and fire burns up all the defilements, so the defilements are gone, and that's emphasizing the ability of wisdom to completely clear away all the faulty factors. And then the next one, where wisdom is being compared to nectar, is the idea of nectar of wisdom soothing. Okay, the first one is, you know, this kind of get rid of the defilements, and the second one is drinking the soothing nectar. Okay, because when we are able to generate wisdom, then it definitely soothes the defilements. It soothes, not soothes the defilements, it burns the defilements, but it soothes the mind and it pacifies the mind. So there's different kinds of wisdom. Here we've principally been talking about the wisdom that knows the ultimate truth, that understands the emptiness of all phenomena, and therefore burns the grasping at true existence. But there's other kinds of wisdom too. For example, there's the wisdom that understands the functioning of the law of cause and effect. And this is also a very necessary and important wisdom, because with it, then we know how to create the causes of happiness and avoid the causes of suffering even before we've realized emptiness. Okay, and then with that kind of wisdom also, you know how to instruct other people about how to make good decisions in their life. You know, give them the tools for how to think, what criteria are important when you make decisions in your life. Okay, so the wisdom that understands cause and effect puts your ethical conduct as a very important criteria in making decisions in your life. Okay, so instead of how can I make the most money, how can I be the most popular, where can I get the most prestige, how will I get the most renowned, and you know, or what will make somebody love me, that doesn't become your criteria. Those things aren't your criteria for making decisions, but it's the law of cause and effect, and what creates the cause of happiness, what's been the cause of suffering. And so you need to develop that wisdom, you know. Because, you know, so much of the time, people, when they make decisions, they say, well, I am trying to be happy and avoiding the cause of suffering. And that's why I'm, you know, gambling, because I'm going to get some money out of this and it's going to bring me happiness, and gambling is fun. Well, that's not actually the wisdom understanding the accurate causes of happiness and suffering. Okay, that's deluded intelligence, very deluded, you know, and people are out of touch with their own experience when they think like that. Okay, so this wisdom that understands the conventional functioning of things is also very, very important. Then, of course, we have the wisdom that understands how to benefit sentient beings. That's also very important, because lots of times we want to benefit others, but then we don't know how to. Okay, we don't know what to do. Or we try and do something and it, you know, turns out to be to make the situation worse. So we need a lot of wisdom in knowing how to benefit others. And then, of course, there's wisdom involved in realizing the transient nature of things and dispelling the misconception that grasps at permanence, There's wisdom involved in understanding the foul nature, the ugly nature of many things in samsara, and thus dispelling the attachment that clings to things that are in nature foul as beautiful. There's wisdom involved in understanding that the nature of anything in samsara, anything under the influence of afflictions and karma, is by nature dukkha or unsatisfactory, and so that dispels the misconception that there's happiness to be found in samsara. So all these other kinds of wisdom are also necessary to develop in our life. Yeah. And so as we're practicing, we develop these other kinds of wisdom, and through them, we're able to enrich our mind with merit, stop the cause of suffering, and make the mind prepared to generate the wisdom that realizes the emptiness of inherent existence. And then that, all those kinds of wisdom, as much wisdom as we have, becomes nectar when we drink it and soothes the mind.